Laura Ng Baker is picking up the last ingredients on her shopping list. She's preparing for a cooking class this Saturday, celebrating the life of her grandmother, Mary Lee Sia.
Chives and Chinese
Baker is picking through the produce at Times Supermarket on Beretania. She says her grandmother, who lived just outside Chinatown, would usually do her shopping at the local market.
Now, she would do all her own shopping, but just like down the block and across the street from her house was this little supermarket on Beretania Street that she would go to very often to buy her ingredients.
This Saturday, Baker, alongside her sister Louise, will lead a small class at Cookspace, sharing bits of family history while making Peking dumplings. Other items on the menu include almond cookies, pickled veggies, and one of her favorites, noodles with hoisin sauce.
Hoisin noodles are kind of like spaghetti, but you use like a pork-based sauce with hoisin, and then you have toppings, so bean sprouts, cucumber, and salted turnips. I'm not sure if they have it here. I've looked before, but I didn't see it. Chop it up really fine, so it just adds more texture and a saltiness, and it's really good in jajangmyeon, and it's really good in juk.
The memories you do get are from many years ago. People remember small kid time and, you know, what they ate as a kid or, you know, what they learned.
That's Baker's sister, Louise Ng. She says she still has the copy of her grandmother's cookbook she got before going off to college on the mainland. At first glance, the creased cover and worn pages are a sign Ng put it to good use.
The old cookbook I have, which is a hardback version, she did a dedication and it was dated in October of 1970. It's all kind of blotched with food stains. Every time she gave a cookbook away, she would make little notes in the margin to add to her instructions.
Born and raised in Honolulu, Mary Sia taught cooking classes at the Richard Street YWCA for 26 years. Sia and her family moved to Beijing for a time, but eventually left in 1939 to avoid the Japanese occupation. She published her first cookbook in 1956, and the fourth edition, which was released earlier this year, still contains the same traditional home-style Cantonese dishes.
One of our favorites was probably jiaozi, or Peking dumplings, because her recipe called for making your own dough and rolling out the dough and cutting little circles and making the filling and filling it.
Does that take a lot of time?
Yes, it does. So that's why we hardly had it and why it was such a big treat.
Granddaughter Ng says Sia's popular cooking classes were not just about the food. She would often lead walking tours through Chinatown, infusing her classes with Chinese history and culture.
I would encounter people who would say, oh, I remember your grandmother's cooking class, or I have her cookbook. I remember when the Honolulu bookstore downtown was there, I happened to be standing in the cookbook section, and an attorney I know just volunteered to me, my favorite cookbook is the Mary Lee Sia Chinese cookbook. And I went, oh, that's my grandmother.
Ng fondly remembers a final cooking class taught by her grandmother.
So one of the great gifts my grandmother did for us is that the summer before a number of us went to college, she invited my cousins and some family friends to have a teenage cooking class, making her recipes from, you know, the giant winter melon soup, you know, sautéing meat and vegetables. So it was a real good basis for us.
Louise Ng and her sister Laura hope to channel their grandmother as they pass on family recipes at a cooking class this weekend. Molly Solomon for HPR News.